Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. We played that for you a couple of times. Jumped out to us before we even knew what Steph Diggs was going to say. We'll get to his comments, his back and forth with the media in just a moment. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll have a hashtag Dork Minute coming your way about 15 minutes from now. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, to close the loop here, Keith, I told you I had a... sources who might be able to answer the question about the anaconda at the New England Aquarium.
Yeah. Because you said that there was one. Billy was there recently, didn't see it. We had a texter that was like, there's a snake, but the snake that you're referring to.
So it turns out, and it takes a big man to admit this, I was wrong.
Good.
There was not one anaconda at the New England Aquarium.
Wait, what?
I'm told there are two.
Seven!
No. There are two anacondae.
There's two anacondae at the aquarium right now.
Hang on, still wrong. There are two on exhibit that guests can see.
I don't like where this is going.
There is another that lives behind the scenes.
That's disgusting. There's like a mystery snake aquarium.
That's how it's been explained to me.
Just hanging out?
Dude, that's crazy.
Two on exhibit.
So
one, quote unquote, that lives behind the scenes. That's all I know at this point in time.
So they have hidden animals and creatures at the aquarium?
Is this so like if they need like a vet appointment, they could just throw another one in there?
Or is this like...
Is this their mom?
You
and
pay
they like they go hang out with their mom afterwards?
Are you supposed to be saying this? Or is this supposed to be like...
I don't know.
Because maybe you go and you're like, you pay your normal ticket. You're like, I'm here for the aquarium. Then you like, you greet the guy. You're like, I'm actually the other animals. Not the
it's
one
like,
that everybody...
It's like a morgue?
Yeah.
you go in there, you're like, no, I'm here. I'm here to see some bodies,
yeah,
man.
These are fine. Yeah. What else do you have? They're like... Well, we do have the mystery anaconda. The fact that there is a unknown, we don't know the whereabouts of an anaconda there is terrifying to me.
Well, we don't know about it.
I can't go there again. I like going there. I like seeing the penguins, but now I know they're at risk. Everybody's at risk.
All right, well,
So somebody's in charge of the anaconda that nobody even sees?
Uh-huh.
That's terrifying.
Can I tell you? I now understand how you feel when you have a Bruins scoop, Keith, where you're just kind of out there, you're sticking your neck out. It's kind of thrilling.
You're waiting for a rush.
But also a little nerve-wracking.
Sure it is.
I'm now the anaconda scoops guy.
I don't think you were supposed to admit that.
Is snakes out there this big?
There is. Apparently, there's three of them.
Yeah, people are showing up looking for the main anaconda. Maybe you're getting a stun anaconda.
But what I guess I never even thought of is that there are rooms or tanks that aren't even shown to the public.
Apparently.
Oh, my God. That's so much to keep track of for those people over there. These aren't even the ones that are available for everybody to see. And it's not like, it's like a couple of little fish.
Nope.
You put those in a jar on your desk. An anaconda? You need a lot of space.
Yeah, I would want to.
You need Boston real estate anaconda?
This is a great point. This is not a goldfish in a bag somebody's desk.
Yeah.
It's a giant anaconda.
You can put them in a pint glass for all I care. But an anaconda? Eesh. That honestly gives me like the creeps.
Okay. I'm happy we got to the bottom of that.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, we kind of sort of got to the bottom of Steph Diggs and his situation on the boat. Let's hear this. This is Diggs yesterday with the media.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where I talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people. But you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions. You know what I'm saying? And I had a conversation with people in the building as well. So, you know, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
Standing that.
So let's just stop that there real quick.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? That whole exchange there where he's like, well, my personal life is my personal life. I don't talk about that with people I don't know personally. It's
I mean,
like,
it's probably not 100% true.
You're kind of living like your life pretty, not these videos specifically, but you're kind of living your life pretty publicly on social media.
Oh, yeah. Like, you want people to see you at the Met Gala, right? Like, you have a big presence on, like, Instagram and Twitter or whatever else. So
Cardi
like,
B is putting out pictures of you officially as a couple. So, like what
if you
are
didn't
talking about?
Want people that you didn't know to have any interest in your life, you would probably not be on those things. So, like, it's obviously not 100% true. I think it was his best way to be polite. Like, I felt like any question about the boat, the drugs, or whatever else, it was a polite no comment.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than saying no comment and then just sitting in the awkwardness.
Next question, or something
even
like that.
It wasn't
that,
or I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Right.
We've seen examples of it. I think he's probably, I don't know, his personality is kind of shining through despite the fact he's like, I don't want to talk about any of this stuff.
No, and I agree. But that to me, was a little finger waggy, like, well, I don't really like talking about my personal situation with people I don't know personally. Otherwise, though, I agree. I think it was pretty media savvy to say, well, look, you guys can ask me whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been in the league 10 years. This is my first rodeo.
Right, right.
Although, I meant to ask Curran this, and not that it's exactly, always a bulldog media market, but I think it is more so than Buffalo, Minneapolis, Houston.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And so, maybe Diggs just wasn't quite ready for exactly what happened. Like, Buffalo, it might have been, like, one question and they all moved on.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't ready for what's in the bag, question number two.
What's in the bag?
And so maybe he was somewhat,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put off by that, but I don't think he sounded surprised or even, you know, agitated or anything. Let's listen to more of this and we can jump in when we see fit.
Coming on us to ask, what was in the bag?
Obviously, it's a conversation, you know, that's happening internal. You know what I'm saying? I can't have too much of a conversation about it, but I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm obviously answered the same way. So.
Step one, did you know it was being recorded?
Once again, you can format the question many different ways. I've been doing this for 10 years. The conversation that I had with Raves and the people in the building, obviously, is going to be handled internal, you know what I'm saying, in-house thing. So.
You regret it happened?
So you asked me again. I would hate to repeat myself again.
Obviously, we saw you afterwards here. So even though you've been in the league for 10 years, we all learn things every single day. What did you learn from it? How do you move forward with it as a New England Patriot?
I don't want to be rude, but I would hate to repeat myself for the fourth time. But you want me to repeat myself again and say the same thing again? I mean, I'm trying to be as polite as possible, but...
I do think he was being relatively polite.
Oh, yeah. We've seen so many, you know, coaches, athletes, player managers, whatever, be way less polite when not wanting to answer a question. And it's a different question, but it's under the same umbrella, like these ones. So he was trying to shut it down. Although, I think... He did kind of give us some information despite the fact he was trying to shut it down. Like he said, talk to Vrabes, talk to people in the building.
100%.
So he's kind of confirming to us that Robert Kraft probably wasn't wild about what happened and he had to have a conversation with them and they've all kind of moved on. But I'm sure for guys like Vrabel and Robert Kraft, this is kind of on their radar now. Well, so it's like, it's not the biggest deal, but like if something else pops up, we're going to remember that this also happened.
I just, for any fan who says they don't care, you're right. First of all, Vrabel didn't sound like he liked it. I almost called him Vrabes.
Vrabes, yeah, well.
Vrabel didn't sound like he liked it, but that's reading into tone. When he says, I met with people in the building, I also would assume that's the Crafts. Is what I would assume. As you said, Keith, maybe it's Wolf.
Maybe it could be the Wolf Pack. Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe Stretch.
Could be Stretch.
Yeah.
Could be Mac Rowe.
Do you think he sat down with Mac Rowe to talk about
it? Mac Rowe's like, hey, man, what are we doing?
He's like, who are you?
So I would guess that that's the Crafts. So I would ask you, all right, you don't care, Patriots fan out there. Does it sound like Vrabel cares? It does. Sound like the Crafts care? It does. And so it's important to them. They're the ones in charge of the money and the roster spots. So that means it matters.
So my guess, this is a complete guess. My guess is Kraft cares because he doesn't like the visual of it and like all the questions that it'll lead to. Vrabel doesn't like it because he missed a day or two.
Correct.
He could give a rat's ass how you spend your free time.
Which is
my guess.
What I care about. Yeah. And this is the one that I think the media did a great job yesterday peppering him and staying on him. The question that came right after that, I rolled my eyes at. It's like, oh, hey, how are you healthy yet? He's like, great question. It's like, yeah, I figured I'd switch it up.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you figure you'd switch it up? That's annoying.
Maybe they were uncomfortable.
But anyway, I think they largely did a good job yesterday. The one that I would have liked to have heard asked,
oh, why don't you drive down there, Jones, and ask
him? Yeah. Well, or I'll come
the
one, here.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to do the radio show, I'll ask him. Steph, you said it's important for you to be here for football, but you weren't here.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. So why weren't you here? I mean, that would have been a fair question, I think, to ask. Why weren't you here? Yeah, it was voluntary. You don't have to be here. But you said it's important for you to be on the field and put in all the work. Why weren't you here? That's one thing I would have liked to have heard asked yesterday.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then the thing with the physical is still pretty interesting.
Oh, by the way, so yeah. Curran said it's more common than you'd think.
Yeah, that's fine.
That guys get to this point and maybe they haven't passed a physical yet, which makes sense, I guess. I don't think it's common, but it's maybe more common than I would think. The structure of the contract, even Curran volunteered, well, that might be more atypical.
Right.
I pulled this up right when he said that. Florio had the details on the Godwin contract. Now, Godwin didn't sign anywhere new. Godwin re-signed with Tampa. They probably know his medicals. Godwin has nothing like that in his contract. No, nothing precluding him from a roster bonus if he doesn't pass a physical with his ankle injury or anything like that. He says there's no language regarding the injury for Godwin. Nothing that, for example, conditions any of his $21 million roster bonus of passing a physical. He said maybe the Bucs had no choice, given that Godwin had a better financial offer on the table from the Patriots. And while the Patriots ultimately signed receiver Steph Diggs, he even links the two in the story, to a deal containing protections of the team for his torn ACL, Diggs didn't have many other options. So I don't think the structure is typical, but maybe waiting to give him or waiting to take a physical might be more common. But the structure of this deal I don't think is common, and I would use and cite Chris Godwin as an example of that. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to the Red Sox. Roman Anthony, much better day. I think he and his family may have saved the Red Sox season. We'll get back into that. Plus, the Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.